Good evening and welcome to our listening audience around the globe. Hey, this is Studio W, The Buzz, your global radio network. We circle this thing 24 hours a day with the finest in broadcasting anywhere around the world. And now it's time for Miss CeCe's Kitchen. Miss CeCe, how are you? Okay, Dr. Sims, your mic is muted and I have no video of you. Okay. All right. So this is what we're going to do, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to go to another song, or perhaps what I'll do is just chat with you a little bit. And I want you to remember, you can tune in 24 hours a day, 7 days a week to, the Buzz Network. We have music, talk, sports, comedy, entertainment, and a whole lot more. If you guys have been listening lately, we've had some major stars on this network. We have some real incredible, okay. Incredible interviews.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you now. Oh my. I had to fill in the gaps because you weren't, you were indisposed. Okay, there's Pastor David. Pastor David.
That's right. That's right.
Oh,
yes, sir.
He said, that's right. That's right. And so Dr. Sims, your mic is muted. Her mic is muted. Okay. So I don't know. Dr. Sims, she's over there. Pastor Dave, she's pushing buttons and okay. There you are. Dr. Sims.
There. Yes.
Okay. I had no
idea. I couldn't hear anybody.
Well, can you hear us now?
I can.
Well, we appreciate that. You know, welcome
Thank
to
you.
Welcome to your show.
Thank you, William.
Oh yes, oh yeah. You know, I had to pay you back, but that's okay. I'm going to step aside and let you and Pastor David have it. I'm going to get out of the kitchen before you start throwing pots and pans.
Holy Ghost is for everybody.
Well, I'm not going to throw no pots and pans.
And she has too many weapons in that kitchen, David.
Oh, whatever.
I'm getting out of here.
Bye.
Bye.
All right.
Hey, David, how are you, Bishop? How are you, sir?
Doing great.
Good. I'd like to say hello to Media Land. This is Miss CeCe's Kitchen, Real Talk, Global Radio Ministries. We're aired on Studio W Buzz, and we are a controversial place where we talk about the good, bad, and the ugly. Now, I do want to make this disclosure before we get started, y'all, is that what we talk about is real talk. And if you pay any little of attention, you understand they are disclosing everything that I'm saying, but maybe not in the magnitude as we bring it in this kitchen. However, we're going to bring it because we can't tap dance around things that are happening. And sometimes we visualize something and it just out of sight, out of mind. Cause sometimes David and Bishop, he can attest to this too. As long as it hasn't come to my house, then I'm not going to worry about it. Okay. And so, but I need to, bring everything to your attention because this is a worldwide issue and we cannot be selfish and not praying for those who are suffering and enduring a lot of the things that we are addressing. And it's been hard for many. Trust me, I already know that. It's been hard. It's been a sensitive issue when it comes to the matters of the heart, the matters of things that are disrespectful and vile and abusive. So we're biblical based. I'm not going to get away from that, but here's the deal. I'm not one for being so heavenly minded. I know David's not heavenly minded. We know earthly good that we can't see what's going on around us. Am I right, David?
Absolutely.
I was talking to him, what was it earlier? And it's something how I used to direct the choir for 15 years and I'm very strategic in the delivery, and I know he is too, because he directed the choir for how many years, David?
About 40 years.
Oh my Lord, you have one on me, 15 years for mine. But I'm still directing the choir right now, how you like me now, okay? I'm just saying. Everybody can't get in this choir. Everybody can't get in this choir. And I know everybody cannot handle what is on this platform. Again, I like to say, if you take it personal, then maybe you should. Okay. But however, when we talk about these matters, then you should care enough to care about your surroundings and then to say something, not hold it. Okay. But anyway, we're going to talk about today. I think last week, what did we talk about? We talked about the LGBTQPLMNOP++. Okay. And I'm not trying to make light of it. I'm not homophobic. I'm sinphobic. Hello. Okay.
Absolutely.
It is what it is. And so I would encourage you to go listen to Bishop Jennings because he telling it like it is. And so, like I said, I love everybody and it's disheartening that we have to bring these matters up. And I believe last week, and I'll just reflect a little bit, and I know William will get it downloaded as soon as we iron out the kinks, but we talked about the school and that's going to be brought up too later on in a show on Sunday. And I encourage you to join us on Sunday when it comes to school boards and how they're looking like zombies when it comes to parents who are discussing the travesties of their children. Places we're supposed to have, places are supposed to be safe haven. Safe haven, absolutely, what I mean is the church as well. Okay. Your homes as well. Schools are supposed to be protective measures just to teach your children, not to take parents' authority away from them. And so these are a lot of the things that are going on. And we discussed that, didn't we, David, last week about these things and how the agenda is demonically designed. Now, you can call me up, 951-228-9980. Go ahead and call a girl up, and I'll prove that to you. And we're finding out that people are getting a shifting in their spirit, especially when there's an awareness. I've been counseling for many years and dealing with mental health for many years. And some of these things are generational curses, what people have dabbed into, and the connect that they had with some who had vile natures. And so when you don't have the proper, when you don't have the proper care, you will swing to the left because you think you're supposed to. And that is not the case. And David, I'm going to share this with you. My daughter went to Chicago to a conference. And in this conference, which I was in my living room right there with her because I saw her picture flashing up there and stuff. And she was praising the Lord. And I said, Lord, look at her. But the thing is this, is that the bishop there, he says, we need to bring the church back to God. Okay. Bring them back to the Lord. And I mean, it was back in the day, David, when we was younger, you know, the Lord reigned well in the houses of prayer.
Absolutely.
But now it's like it's not a caring for the souls of men, the condition of men and women. When I say men, I mean men and women. The condition of men and women and their hearts and what they're struggling with. I believe I asked you a question, David, earlier today. Why is it that we don't have good counselors? And I want you to give me the answer you gave me. Why is it that we don't have good counselors? And why is it we cannot guide people in their distressors and their dysfunctions and their pain? What is it that we will not deal with people's inner issues? And why do you think that is?
Well, in some instances, I would hate to say that many are a part of it.
You
don't want to talk about stuff that you're a part of.
Mm-hmm.
You tend to shy away from certain subjects that, that you participate in. And unfortunately, mm-hmm. back in the day, when you talked about getting counseling, people felt that you were demonic and people felt that was against God's law for you to go out and get counseling.
Right.
So what are you saying now when we have Christian counselors?
Wow.
How do you justify? How mm-hmm. do you justify not going and getting the help that you need.
Right.
Everybody is not demonic. There are chemical imbalances in a lot of people that some drugs will take care of that. Mm-hmm. But you can't demonize everything. I think that's what hurt the church early. We demonized everything. Mm-hmm. And that's not the case. Mm-hmm. And I think the longer that we've been in this thing, you know, Sister CC.
I hear you. Okay, I lost you. Okay, seems like we lost him. He's on a freeze right now, but prayerfully he will be able to come back. Okay, you're back. And you went, your picture froze a little bit. So go ahead and say.
Yeah, I'm good. I think, you know, we demonized counseling. Uh-huh. And so people, when the leaders demonized it, then we, the saints took it as gospel.
And why do you think?
And in this thing, we counsel, up until referral. You counsel up until referral because you don't know everything. Mm-hmm. And so as a pastor, I don't have the walk on water syndrome. When I have finished what I could do, I refer you to a counselor that has that's what they do on a day to day basis.
Right.
So we have to get away from that. The taboo of not being able to get what was wrong with getting counseling anyway. I'm trying to understand that.
And you know, and I don't, well, here, let me share something with you. You know, this statement, what's done in the dark, what stays in the house, what's done in the house stays in the house. What happens in Vegas stays in Vegas. They literally took that as a golden rule.
Yeah.
Okay. Absolutely. And I think too, people are afraid of counseling because, and I think you said it's not that you're demonized, it's that you have a issue may have been put on you, not through your approval or by force, and then you had to deal with it. You told somebody about it, and their reactions was not as such as it should have been. You have many of the children who have disclosed to their parent what has happened to them. Mama and dad didn't believe it. Or they knew it, but don't tell your daddy, okay? Don't tell nobody in church. I just won't let you go to the store with him anymore. I just won't let you, him be in the same room with you anymore. But that still does not give satisfaction to the child or even teenagers' mind. Well, what are you going to do, mommy? But my thing is this, when they talk like that, there's really no protection of the child there.
No.
There is a selfishness, and I want you to hear me, Media Land. There's a bunch of selfishness going on with parents, with preachers, teachers, okay, when it comes to the violators, the predators who are victimizing people who have feel like they have no out because of the way we've been taught. I heard that too, David. Okay.
You know what? There's churches that don't. There's churches are so busy trying to market their brand that they don't want no negativity to fall on them. So that's why they say, "Well, you know what? I know what happened to you was wrong, but we'll take care of it," and never do, because they don't want to destroy their brand. I don't know where they get this foolishness from.
Give the church a bad name, but folks, you're not the church.
That's right. Jesus, you are the children, said upon this rock, I'll build my church. Yes.
Listen, let us educate.
So because, as you said, what goes on in the house stays in the house, then eventually you're going to implode with all of the craziness that's going on in your house.
Well, let me share something with you. In the Word of God, Jesus came and cleaned out the house. because of what was going on in the house. And he didn't ask no names. He just turned over some tables. All of the little money went on the floor. He started whipping behind, okay, because of their doings. And I'm sure there's some things we've done in the back. I'm sure he did not leave his house uncovered.
Absolutely.
And he told them what his house was. David, you said something. They're so busy trying to brand their product, their industry. And
the older pastors, they weren't thinking about building no brand. Where did this foolishness come from? All they thought about was souls and wanted souls to be saved and one to the body of Christ. Now everybody's trying to get money and the likes and all this other kind of crazy foolishness. And people are dying in your church because you're thinking about the safety of your brand. It's not your church, no way.
Well, I think they need to understand that they're not your people either, okay? So the Lord said all souls are mine. That's including you with the rest of them. So he just put some of us as servants. And I think that's gotten all out of hand, too, because we don't have many servants. We got people who are prostituting. Who's pimping out the people of God for riches. Lying to them and telling them that if you don't say this, and they blame it on God. And they'll say, if you don't send me $100,000, you are not going to prosper. God said, you will not prosper. So they're laying weight.
That's because people are. They want the pastor to study for them. They don't do no reading and studying on their own. The Bible tells yourself.
They get the media sermons. You know, they got a site where you can pick up a sermon. You know.
Oh, Lord Jesus.
I said, yes, it did. All right. Just say ouch if y'all out there guilty. But you know, it sounds like you can get a sermon.
Put yourself on blast.
You can get a sermon off the
God.
You can get a sermon off the internet, dog. I'm just saying, okay?
Thank God.
And then act like you're so deep and you know you're doing stuff verbatim.
From God.
Now, what I really want to get to, and I'm trying to find some things, and what's getting to me is predators. Predators in high places, in business arenas. And I was doing some research on the last few days, and I've got many videos on these predators. And then, too, I typed on my other media. I typed in social media child predators. And it's a sad thing when you have a grown tail man on cyber who is talking to 13, 14 years old, 12 years old, and making provisions to go and see them. Now, these are some church folks, y'all.
Oh, Lord.
There's some doctors on there, what I picked up, police officers, driving 2 and 3 miles, 100 miles, or 2-hour drive to get to the child, knowing that they're going there. And I think I talked to you about this earlier, David. Knowing that they're going there for a purpose. But soon as they get busted, what did they tell you? What have you heard? You tell me the one that you said you saw and how he presented himself at this child's house.
He walked into this child's house butt naked.
Shoot.
Just to talk. Just to talk about what? They weren't there to talk about Jesus.
No clothes on with that. See, come on, he was going to be back in there quick, fast, and in a hurry. Okay, but let me tell you something. A lot of these children end up dead, folks.
Yeah.
That's why it's important.
Yeah, absolutely.
And you're saying, Dr. Sims, Miss Cece, why are you saying this? Because we cannot be blind, and we bring out the churches because they are watchmen for the souls. Come on now. But when you're only watching out for your own pocket,
absolutely.
You're not saying all of them. But these telehella evangelists on there that's lying.
Oh, help the church, help the church.
And it's a sad situation because I'm like Pastor Gio Jennings. They're a bunch of liars. Because if they don't get what you say they're supposed to have, then they'll curse you. That is not even biblical, folks.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
That's men and women's fleshly desires. They have tasted of the riches. And now they've come into the arena and don't even know it. The love of money has become a root of evil where they manipulate the people into giving. What do you say, David?
I'm trying absolutely. To
find go ahead.
You know, the Bible said my people perish because of lack of knowledge.
Mm-hmm.
And if people would pick up the Bible and read it and study it, then they would know that the person that's preaching and teaching to them is not teaching them the truth.
Mm.
I teach at our church. Follow me as I follow Christ. When I stop following Christ, you stop following me. And right. I mean that.
Right.
I don't want their blood on my hands.
My name is Abdul.
I don't want your blood on my hands.
Mm-hmm. I'm listening.
Because I didn't preach. I didn't teach what God told me to teach or what God told me to preach.
Right.
Those men are abominable. And hell is waiting for them. Mm-hmm. You have destroyed not just the lives of the children, the lives of their parents. Because mm-hmm. they have to deal with a child that comes up with their mind messed up
mm-hmm.
because
mm-hmm.
of your depravity. And God's mm-hmm. going to get you. I'm telling you the God honest truth. He's going to get you.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You know, I was looking at a story as she says, that my childhood was ruined by my brother. Was
wow.
molested her
wow.
for years. He took her virginity.
My Lord, my Lord.
But
my
with
Lord,
my
Lord.
Counseling, interacting with those who needed it, they had been violated and nobody stopped it. So he went and started violating, and they generally start at the same age, folks. We say mental health disorder. It is a disorder because it's not the natural affections of God. It's not. Okay. For you to, misappropriate your status as the brother, you're supposed to protect your sister. Fathers.
Absolutely.
Having sex with their daughters. One young lady I saw, she said, my dad didn't look at me as a daughter, but he looked at me as a sex object. And he started with her at a very, very young age. So even up to her adulthood, sometimes they're so enamored over the activity, they cannot separate the natural love from distorted love. So they'll tell you that they are
absolutely
their daddy's wife or their daddy's girlfriend. Because guess what? It's done in the house.
Wow.
And it's done in secrecy. So when she walks out and she tells somebody, I'm married, and they ask you who you're married to, well, I'm married to my dad. He loves me. And their minds are totally perverted by these demonic forces, folks.
Absolutely.
This is unnatural.
Absolutely.
God talks about incest in the Word of God.
Absolutely.
We got to stop
absolutely.
Trying to, we got to stop trying to figure it out being theologians. I told you what the word theology means. You're still trying to make sure that it's right. Make sure that it's legit. You still got
my
two opinions. You're trying to dissect something to make sure you're on the crossroad of believing and unbelieving. God's word is for y'all. Go ahead, David. I'm looking for something and I want you. Oh, here we go. Here's one. I gotta bring this one up, and I need you all to listen to this.
Please. People need to hear it.
A military, and forgive the advertisement. So let me go ahead with this. Can you hear it?
What happened was,
yes, ma'am.
My cousin came.
Right.
She did the same thing.
You, when your cousin came, she did the same thing. What do you mean?
With this, an older person.
an older person came over and showed your 13-year-old around town. And what happened in that case?
She got assaulted.
She got assaulted.
And I was in the Army. And I don't like people doing that.
And you decided, because you're former military and still in the National Guard, right?
Yes.
That you were going to come over and show this 13-year-old girl around so she'd be safe.
Yes.
And you want me to buy that?
I'm telling you the truth.
Telling the truth, the sexually charged chat proves he's lying.
And so what is all this talk back and forth between you and a girl you think is 13? You know you're going to shower with me Thursday night. What night is this? What night is this? I'm going to pick you up and put you against the shower wall.
This is a grown man.
Then I'm going to have you ride me, babe, as my hand grabs your ass and I blank your blanks.
A grown man.
Did you send her any pictures of yourself?
Yes, he did.
Then you talk about actually having sex with her and Skyping it to an ex-boyfriend. Now, that doesn't exactly back up your story about being the protector of Fairfield County, Connecticut, does it? I'm listening.
There's a horrible lapse in judgment.
A horrible lapse in judgment. Help me to understand what it was that really brought you here tonight.
I haven't been the same since when I deployed to Iraq.
Where were you in Iraq?
Camp Moraes.
You saw action?
Yes, sir. Which is, I don't know, I do have problems sleeping at night.
That's very common for returnees. I get it. I've never been to war, so I can't pass judgment on PTSD or any long-lasting effects. I can't. But I still have a difficult time connecting that to trying to sexually solicit a 13-year-old girl.
Something just goes off inside of my head.
Did you have these thoughts before you were in Iraq?
No. Never.
And how many times have you done?
Honestly, it's my first.
Wow.
First time, honestly.
The problem with that, Stephen, is that you surfaced talking in a very similar way to a girl named Brittany posing as a 13-year-old.
Wow.
I have that chat, too.
Yes, I understand.
So I said, you just lied to me.
No.
We have Bailey and we have Brittany. This is Bailey tonight.
This is my first time doing it on a chat site.
And you decided to come visit Bailey tonight. Why? Did you bring condoms?
No, I did not.
But your intent seems pretty clear from this discussion you had.
Yes, but then I told her after I thought about it again, I told her we weren't going to do nothing tonight.
Your intent is
Can I show you on?
I don't want you to reach in your pocket.
Can you reach in?
What pocket is it?
Okay, I'm not going to listen to all of that idea. It's apparent that many of them, they just make excuses. And when they're caught, it's amazing.
Absolutely.
And this is all over, David. When people are caught, then they want to, oh my God, I'm so sorry. You just got caught. And the repentance is not real. And then you say, well
you kind of figure, like you said,
mm-hmm.
they're not sorry for what they've done. They're sorry they got caught.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not, I was reading.
Okay, he's frozen. And so
when the prophet came to David.
Okay.
When the prophet came to David. And I never read it like this before.
Mm-hmm.
When the prophet came to David, David didn't automatically repent for what he did.
Sure did. In fact, he said
the Bible said he didn't.
Go ahead.
By name. That he repented.
Yes. David, can you kind of maybe move your PC around maybe to get a better reception? Can you hear me? Because you keep blanking out. Oh, no, he's gone. Oh, no. Come back, David. Please come back. Please come back. And I don't have my phone. David, are you there? I see. Uh-oh. Well, prayerfully, he'll get back on. hopefully he'll get back on because I don't have my phone here with me. I don't think about bringing it so that I can get the, but anyway, this gentleman, oh my goodness, I need him to come back. I'm going to play something. And in the meantime, I'm going to go and get my phone because I want to. Okay. So here's one that I do want to play. And in the meantime, I'm going to run and get my phone so that we can get him back in here.
Good evening, okay? And welcome to Have a Seat with Chris Hansen. I'm Chris Hansen. Tonight, we continue our latest predator investigation. As you know, we were undercover in Michigan with the Genesee County Sheriff's Department, the Ghost Team. In one evening alone, four men surfaced, all of them chatting online with a decoy they thought was 14 or 15 years old, and then they arrived at our location looking to have sex with that child. You won't believe who we profiled tonight and what he did for a living. We're back in Michigan near the city of Flint, continuing our investigation alongside Genesee County Sheriff Chris Swanson and his team. GHOST stands for the Genesee Human Oppression Strike Team, a task force that goes undercover and exposes and arrests men who try to meet children for sex. And that's why Swanson's GHOST program is so important. Where is this as a priority for this department?
I think public service, for law enforcement, there's a number of number ones, whether it's answering those calls, doing solid investigations, and this proactive policing. The reason we have such a focus on human trafficking is because it's the fastest growing criminal enterprise on the planet. There's 24.9 million sex and labor slaves. They're in every community. And we see that as important because we're a big county and we have a lot of talent. And when we committed 2.5 years ago to take on this, to be the head of the spear and to go and crush the throats of predators, we've got to deliver. And part of that delivery is making it a priority. It's not a one and done. It's not a, hey, we're going to do this. We're going to put it out for the community to see and we're going to move on to something else. This is our focus.
How many people have been busted in these investigations here in Genesee County?
81 now.
81.
Including our county, 78 in our county, and then the ones we got with your team, three additional ones. And we have a 100% confession rate and a 100% conviction rate.
And what will the men face in this investigation? What charges?
Men and women. And every prosecutor is different. We now just went over to our neighboring county, and my goal is to continue to overflow this in the entire state and around the nation. But each prosecutor is different. We have started with some state cases, and then we have flipped them federally if there's child pornography that's being traded or somebody's running a server. But for the state charges, we have 2 20-year and a 4-year, and it's accosting a child, use the computer to commit a crime. But every prosecutor is different. We see that we know the variables that have to be met. Not everyone is human trafficked, so we may not get a human trafficking charge. But based on our operation, they're felonies.
We're back at the motel with our decoys who've been chatting with potential predators for days. The man chatting with a decoy identifying herself as a 14-year-old girl is Michael Lee Locke. The decoy says, "You okay with younger girls?" Locke says, "Okay." "How old are you?" "14. I'll be 15 Christmas." Had to lie to post the ad. After the decoy sends Locke a photo, he's anxious to meet.
This is another case.
When he arrives, Lott is arrested by the GHOST team.
He's a prison guard that's going to meet, I believe she's 14. And they're waiting to arrest him. Got it. They didn't even give him time to even talk, okay? Because they knew the man's intent. There was a teacher, same thing. He drove 2 hours to get to this 13-year-old girl.
Woo! Woo!
And he was teaching in a school with children her age. Married and had children.
Sin and a shame.
Married and have children of his own. Pastors. Oh, I got it down. I got it on here. And you can't lie. Every one of them just about said, I didn't come to do anything. Just about every one of them said, I didn't come to do anything. I just came to keep him or her company. You drove 2 hours for that. And then the sexual dialogue that you had on me to see, folks, too, this is parents not paying attention to the children.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Okay. Church folks, pastors not paying attention to what's going on. I saw one where a man was looking, he's a deacon, looking at porn in the church. You better ask somebody. Okay? It's a rotten mess, folks. Then you see why Dr. Sims is mad. I'm high, angry. Bobby said angry, but sin not. I can be angry. Don't get it twisted now. I'm very, very angry with this kind of foolishness.
Absolutely.
Lack of consciousness. Okay? And I have a doctor. And see, another thing, you got some who get smart, David, have a sense of entitlement, trying to trip the one, Mr. Chris Hansen, who is the one who set up these things. Chris Hansen tried to make him think that you cannot prove that I came to do anything.
He got the transcripts.
He's got it all. And he's reading, and one of them said, please don't read that. Don't read all of that. Because you know what you said. And then one
absolutely.
One was sending pictures. And I'm going to get real graphic. Talking about, do you like big privates or small privates? Talking to a young child. Again, parents.
Sad.
Parents. Now, when you get prison guards, there's one doctor because he got money. Family got money. He got a slap on the wrist. He got house arrest. But he went to the 13-year-old. She had margaritas. You know, he came, drove some distance. And he's sitting back there getting ready to drink a margarita. He wasn't coming to chit-chat. He was coming to have a little fun. And the police got him. And he started being arrogant. And then you have, now we got crooked judges too, y'all.
Men who are
for the predator sometime, depending on the judge. You say, well, Miss Cece, that's kind of a broad statement. It's not broad. It's not broad. Money will make you overlook things, won't it? Won't it, David?
And I want the audience to know that we're not making light of this. This is very serious. This is very serious. And unfortunately, it has not stopped outside of the church building.
Nope.
And it's sad because Jesus told us that this was going to be happening. Mm-hmm. He said, in the last days, perilous times shall come. They're here.
Become lovers of themselves.
When you take it over to me,
to vile affection.
Absolutely. And when you have pastors doing it.
I got a rabbi right here. This brother right here.
I know you're right. I know you're right.
Cold piece of work.
Says they don't have no regard for God. Forget about what man can do to me. What will God do to me for messing up the life of a child?
Well, here's a good one. Pastor left the pulpit in the hotel with a transgender.
Oh, Lord Jesus.
Didn't want to pay the transgender. Got it all on the transgender. Oh, and see, here's the deal. When you don't mess with the devil, because he sure will expose you. Okay?
He sure will. Make a fool out of you.
If you don't act right. The brother was covering his face with a suit. I know everybody saw it. Covering his face with his suit, had his red bow tie. He put it in the hook of his pants where his belt goes. I guess he forgot it was there. I got so tickled. I said, boy, you got, he said, I'm showing this to your wife and your children. He didn't want to pay the man. He told the man, he said, I paid you enough, even extra, for me to have it free tonight. She said, you here 3 weeks. Oh, and she ran down the hallway. That same man, after he knew it went viral, he got on YouTube snotting and crying. No, you just got caught, bruh. You got caught.
Yeah. Yeah.
And as long as it's hidden and people think that they're safe, they're going to continue to do it. Okay?
They're going to keep doing it, Pastor. They're going to keep doing it.
It's sick. It's sick.
It gets easier the next time. It gets easier the next time. And
the flavor increases. The taste in their mouth increases.
You hear him lying and saying that this is my first time. Lying.
You know he's lying. You
lying like a rug.
That's what Chris Hansen said, and he told the others, I've got several. I said, this is a pandemic. This is a
pandemic.
And then you got the schools acting a fool because some of them is pedophiles and thick folks up there messing with children. I'm going to share this story with you. When I was getting ready to, I think it was my 11th year of high school, I was an early graduate. Me and my sister graduated the same year. I graduated 17. And he cornered me and said, so now, I'm not going to say his name for fear he might still be alive. But he said, what you going to do after you graduate? And can we get together? Bruh, number one, I didn't play that, okay? Number two, dude, my uncles and my daddy, you won't have no legs, okay? And number three, do you think all black women, he was not black, are like this? But then too, David, back in history and time, and our time is winding up, but back in history and time, all of these little demons followed our culture down through the years that we had been introduced to. And it's been a plague on a lot of folks' lives, because let me tell you something. When they was living out in the country, they was doing it because it was none the wiser. Men were taking their children out to the countryside. I remember going to Shreveport, Louisiana, and going into the backwoods in some of the Texas counties. And I said, boy, if these wood could talk, if these trees let us know what was going down. I went to one church when my husband was alive, and I'll share this. And the young man was sitting in the pulpit, and he was supposed to get elevated by the archbishop, they called him. And when he didn't, he started blowing the whistle. Evidently, the archbishop had him on multiple occasions and promised him elevation, and he didn't get it. And so he told on him. But David, what advice can you give because I'm going to give mine after you give yours, and it's going to be on it. And I know you're going to be on your, give anyone. Oh, wait, let me share this one testimony. When I was waking up when God started having me do, social media at that time, that was many years ago. That was like 2008 or something like that. At midnight, the Lord had me to go on, media talking people off the ledge and giving them knowledge. To give them strength that they didn't have to do what they did. And that was a God-given call. This one lady, she came on and befriended
me.
Sweetheart, love the Lord. She felt comfortable enough to testify and say that her family members would gamble to see who was going to violate her that night. I'm telling my uncles. I'm telling you, uncles, cousins, female cousins, mama involved. They would literally play poker, she said, She's a grown woman, and she had a lot of issues. And she was reaching out for the love of God, I'm telling you. And this was done all while she was growing up, David. Okay? And so, is that the ice cream man again coming down your street?
Yeah, you want some? I'll go out there and grab your ice cream cone. Right. I ain't joking. You laughing. I ain't joking.
Wait, you sure he's selling popsicles? Okay, I'll just put it out there like that. Hello. You know, when the ice cream man comes.
All in one shop.
You know when and it's raining hard, almost snowing outside. Here come the ice cream man. Really? And it's like 40 degrees outside.
I know that's right. Some things never change.
But anyway, what I was trying to say, because my hearing is keen, okay? Man. Okay. Let me get back before we have to close up. But what happened, she confided and she talked about it, and I gave her, I said, you know, you'll help somebody with your testimony. And she began to share. From time to time, she would have flashbacks. Of course she did. Because she was seriously violated.
Absolutely.
But she loved hearing the words of life. And so, David, going to this point, what would you tell someone who is enduring at this time? And what advice that would you give them for what they need to do?
You need support. Because I know you feel embarrassed about the whole situation. Mm-hmm. You need somebody you can trust. And I know that's hard to find somebody that you can trust, that you can speak your heart to. Because there's very few people that you really can trust and that will keep your secret.
Mm-hmm.
So many people are holding on to stuff because they're afraid to share it with anybody.
Yeah.
Because they don't want it on TMZ, Eyewitness News. And so, and people will try to befriend you to get that information from you to put your business in the street.
Mm-hmm.
God is going to get them.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
When a person comes to you with sensitive information like that, you can't just put it out there in the street for everybody to get. No, you can't do people like that.
Right.
You can make people suicidal when you do that. And then that blood is going to be on your hands.
Exactly.
Find somebody. Find somebody, number one, that loves God. And if they love God, they'll love you. And they will give you the support that you need, because that's what you need. You need support. Yeah. Because it's hard to come out because you feel like you're guilty. You feel like you did something wrong.
Mm-hmm.
And because you feel like you did something wrong, you're scared to say something about it.
Mm-hmm.
You have to find somebody that will support you
right.
in your ups, in your downs. That's a true friend. And right. I don't know if you have those, but if I were you, I would find somebody that I would choose to call my friend, somebody that will be there for the ups and downs in my experience.
Yes.
And know that I'm not there to hurt you, right. but I'm there to love on you.
Exactly.
That makes sense, Doc.
It makes sense. And to add on to that, be careful who you share with, as you were saying, because everything as it appears is not as it seems. And as it seems, it's not as it appears. Because you could be sharing your information to another animal who would just carry that bone.
You better hush your mouth.
You're put on a list to be easily pimped. And because we're people like that.
Absolutely.
And they're vulnerable. And then these people know how to manipulate your emotions.
Absolutely.
That's
absolutely.
Out of the church, folks. That's in businesses, doctor's office. I tell you, when I said when I was younger, I had to keep my mouth shut, right? Because I was trained that way. You can't keep it shut today, okay?
Not today.
A lot of my pain was through silence, okay? And we no longer have to be silent, folks. I don't care if it's in the schools. You go home and you tell your parents what they're telling you.
Absolutely.
No teacher.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
No nurse in the school should be telling you to be silent when you've been violated or being taught something that is uncomfortable.
Absolutely. And
you need to listen to your children. Everybody's not lying.
That's it. Okay? That's it.
And first, as parents, some of y'all need to face your travesties and stop walking past your child like they're making stuff up. Deal with what's real. Or this world wouldn't be in the hemisphere.
My Lord.
Pastors, keep your hands off of victims. Okay, I said it right. Keep your hands off the saints.
Okay. My Lord.
Verbally and physically.
People.
Go ahead.
Unfortunately, pastors don't have the reverence and fear of God anymore.
Not no more.
There's no way in the world I would put my hands on anybody other than Sister Richardson.
There you go.
Because I know the very time I would do that, God can give me a stroke. How am I going to explain that?
You can't. But David, let me say this, and then we're going to have to go. You have some sick pastors that make people women now because they're sick. And this is why I say you cannot believe everything that's going that you call spiritual from God. If he tells you to take off your underwear and he's anointing your private parts in the church.
You better hush your mouth.
Oh, I tell you, I know a lot, y'all.
You better hush your mouth.
We're going to put this thing back up because I'm not through. I am not through. Okay?
You got to be kidding me. And somebody would allow him to do that.
See, listen, because they believe in the flesh. They, sisters is lining up. Them a bunch of perverts. Okay? I can't talk about it today, but I will bring it back. On Thursday. Oh, it's going to be uncomfortable. I understand that. But I'd rather for it to be uncomfortable than for it to continue. People of God, please keep your eyes open. Woke, stay woke. Those of you sleep, wake up. Get woke. Because it's all around you. You could have children who are being molested by family members right in your house. And they will smile through it and none the wiser. Wake up.
My Lord.
Be sensitive to your surroundings. Watch over your children in and out of schools, in churches too, okay? And then if you need to get some healing and act right, get the healing, because that's why a whole lot of this stuff
is coming. Absolutely.
Because there's travesties in all walks of life and in all ages. This is Miss Cece's Kitchen. It's been a blast. And we're going to come with the real. And you say, well,
that's right.
Too raw for me. Well, let me tell you something. Sin ain't playing with none of us. Okay?
Ain't not Violators one.
Are not playing one. With none of us. Okay?
No, not one.
And their
one.
Intent is to destroy emotionally and physically. So please, wake up, folks. Don't be blinded to reality. Get with the real. And if it's happening, just call the whistleblower. I'll tell it if you're afraid to.
951-289-9980.
David, thank you so much. And then we are broadcasted on Spotify. You can find us there. And you can find us on LinkedIn and, of course, Studio W Bus. Now, folks, if you need to want to talk with me and want to come on aboard, give me a call, okay? I am the CEO of Miss Cece's Kitchen. This is the number that you call, 951-228-9980. And we'll get you on here providing it's applicable to the type of broadcast that we are conducting. If you have something to share your story with me and we'll move from there. All right. And so I want to open this floor for everybody. I want everybody to talk about some things that we can get healing when we expose things, y'all. It is what it is.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Until we meet again, you be blessed. William. Can't hear you, William.
Okay, I'm right here. You know, you ended your show 5 minutes early. You either 5 minutes early, oh my goodness. Miss Cece's, this has been Miss Cece's Kitchen. Pastor David, I told you there's weapons in that kitchen there. Yeah, there are weapons. Dr. Sims.
Yes, sir.
Yes, ma'am. Okay. Great broadcast. I heard some of it.
Wonderful. Well, you talked about the time. I had to wait for you to come back to let David in. Okay.
Well, I told you. Are you gonna do that? Okay. All right. Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, this has been Miss CC's Kitchen with Pastor David and Dr. Sims.
Okay. She's laughing at
me. I'm so glad I love the Lord. I'm glad I love the Lord. I'm glad you do too.
Cause
the Holy Ghost constrains a girl from being
human. Well, I'm glad you got the Holy Ghost. Well, ladies and gentlemen, this has been Miss CC's Kitchen. Okay, you can find her on Spotify, iTunes, LinkedIn, Twitter. Oh, my goodness. Are you on Instagram also?
Not yet.
Okay, and Facebook. And also, you can download one of the free apps at StudioW.Buzz. That's Apple, and Studio W on Android. You can also go to the website, StudioWBuzz.com. Or StudioW.Buzz. All right. So get ready for Mad Mike and Wild Will Coast to Coast, ladies and gentlemen, coming up right after this. So keep it tuned. All right. The Buzz. Good night.
Good night.
All right.
Bye, David.
Bless you. Bless you all now.
All right,
Bless
David.
You now.
Bye now.
All right.